In a very short news release, Google says Skybox's satellites will help keep its maps accurate with up-to-date imagery, and over time, Google hopes that Skybox's team and technology will be able to help improve internet access and disaster relief, areas it has long been interested in. The $500 million deal was announced June 10th. The imagery from Skybox is very accurate. The Wall Street Journal says the images will be updated daily and with software can estimate, for example, how full oil containers are at a Saudi oil field or the number of planes flying in and out of a Beijing airport. You can also monitor crops, construction, and traffic. UC Professor Richard Harknett, who specializes in security issues, questions Google's motivation.
I don't think that's just for Google Maps, right? I mean, you have to look over the horizon and say, what are they going to be able to do at a macro level in terms of the patterns of behavior, and what can they track? And again, a lot of this might be benign. A lot of this may be bringing greater convenience to its users. But I guess the flip side for me is, you know, if a government had this capacity to track us, we get, you know, most people get sort of hyped up about that.
Harknett says the purchase of Skybox and Titan Aerospace back in April are an enormous potential data mine for Google. The Wall Street Journal reports Titan builds jet-sized drones that are intended to fly nonstop for years on solar power. Should the public be raising red flags?
I think at one level, macro level, it's just stepping back, and this is an expansion of Google's data collection capacity. Now, what and how they manage that capacity, I think, is the bigger issue that we really haven't gotten our heads around tremendously in terms of both individual privacy regulations and, you know, overall just how the general population views that kind of potential intrusive capability.
Right now, Google knows where we are on a daily basis by the use of an Android-based phone. It's a capability that even the U.S. government doesn't have. But we've grown accustomed to it. In some cases, people just don't know about the tracking or have accepted it for convenience. It's an area that has been fairly unregulated. Harknett points out the Facebook experiment, where it allowed positive posts to show up for some, while others were seeing more negative stories.
You know, if a government was manipulating us emotionally, right, directly like that, people would sort of be up in arms. So, you know, these are conversations that we have. It's a powerful, powerful technology that's evolving at a very quick rate. And we'll have to try to determine, you know, at what level does the individual need to be, individual privacy have some sort of carve-out with regard to these technologies.
Public Citizen is bothered by Google's acquisition of Skybox. It has asked U.S. energy and trading regulators to investigate. The Register, a British publication, reports it could give big players in commodities trading an unfair advantage. Google continues to say the purchase will help people worldwide to gain internet access. This would boost Google searches and drive the company's advertising revenue. It's unclear if this purchase will prompt government regulation, but Harknett sees it eventually coming.
Does that pass the sniff test, right, of what we're comfortable with? But we're going to have to get much more sophisticated in the conversation about how these very, very powerful digital technologies are going to be affecting our lives.
Harknett likens the privacy problem to what we've already dealt with in the healthcare industry. The purchase of Skybox comes just in time for Google. Last month, the U.S. government lifted restrictions on more detailed satellite images. The BBC reports one imaging company, Digital Globe, applied to the Commerce Department to lift the restrictions. The company's Worldwide 3 satellite is scheduled to launch in August, detailing everything from manholes to mailboxes. Skybox has one satellite in orbit, but eventually hopes to have 24. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.